What's that for you? My enemy, my veins could be out, but it's not allowed to set aside. Now, sorry about all these out to the other, because it's similar to it's weights and measures, using weights and measures and making transactions. So you're not allowed to split up an animal and say, you know, I have $5 worth of animal, you have $10 worth of animal. That's called nimnin. Obviously, it's not talking about a pay study, it's talking about any animal. You say, you can't do an nimnin and yontif. I'm nimnin love my erev yontif. You do it for erev yontif. We shocht in, and then to swear a shecht, and mechalki b'nehem, and divide up divided to each ad yontif. Rabbi Yehuda Meir shocht love them both for k'neged akeli, or k'neged akupit. Rabbi Yehuda says, now let's actually weigh meat on yontif in a normal fashion, but you can weigh portions in a scale and put on the other side, instead of a standard weight or measure, a vessel, or a kupitz, a cleaver. So now let's use the scales altogether. Even if you use something other than a weight on the other side, you're still not allowed to use a scale, period, at all. Okay. Either portion before yotif, or they have to actually decide for yotif. But even on yotif, they could just cut. You couldn't actually wait. And it says mahalos even mosifin. Now the Gemara says the Gemara tries to learn that when it says tchila, actually does learn that actually tchila means you can't make the initial division of the animal on yotif, but if you want to add people and not in the carbonated ads and not mention how much value they'll have in the animal, to say, well, we had five people before you had to begin, now let's add a couple of other people who have 10, right? There's far more people have 10. That's okay, as long as you don't mention thumbs. Tani loyomar odom l'chavero, a person should say to his friend, Arayni m'chobesela, Arayni m'chobeseka, I want to be have a seller's worth of this animal. I want to have a shekel worth of this animal. But you can say, Arayni oimid l'mechto shlisha revia. I want to have a quarter. You can measure fractions. You can't mention actual values. Rabbi Chia Rabban, Rabbi Shimon Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Chia the Great, and Rabbi Shimon the son of Rebbe, who were contemporaries, shoklu mana k'neged mana. They used to use the scale to weigh a portion opposite a portion. Now, that's, again, not opposite a weight and not opposite a vessel. But that's only b'b'char, and that's only by b'chor, where you're not allowed to weigh and measure. But by medvar morning b'chol, that's only on a weekday. Or b'yontif aser, but b'yontif, you're not even allowed to do that. You're not even to weigh one corresponding to the other. Okay, by b'chor on a weekday, so you're allowed, although you're not allowed to use weights and measures to divide up a b'chor ba'mum, but you're allowed to divide up the meat by weighing piece opposite piece, but only on a weekday. On yontif, one is not allowed even to do that. One can't use a scale at all. Now, it's interesting, the Bavli here is matir this. The Bavli says you can weigh portion opposite portion on yontif. It's interesting because the Bavli is making on this, but it's going to be machmir and something immediately on the base, and the psukim seem inconsistent. We'll see in a minute. For Hashem, Shem, Mashkin, Lil Kab, Naim, Blas, Naim, Kolikar, the reason why you can only do this on weekday and on yontif is because the yontif can't use a scale. So Rabbi Avun, Rabbi Yehuda, Hashem, Shmuel said, I feel the close of a cop mazari neach borim oser. Even if you want to hang a piece of meat in a scale, not because you want to weigh, but you want to save it from the rats, you know, from the mice in the house, it's still oser to do. Says Martin, no. I'm Rabbi Yosef Ben Lomi Thomas said, no, don't know that. Now, that's not the logic. Now, what's he addressing? He's addressing our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said the language, Emash Gichem El Kaf Maznayin Kol Ikar, right? Can't use the scale at all. So it sounds like can't use the scale even to hang meat to save it from the mice. So says Gemara, no, the Tana is addressing the third Tana who doesn't appear in our Mishnah. And the way to read our Mishnah is follows. So begin the Tzina, Rabbi Yudah Meir Shokel Adam Basar Kenegah Kakliyo Kenegah Kupit. It says, Rabbi Yudah says the person can weigh meat opposite a vessel or opposite a cleaver. The Chachamim Omrim Emashkim B'Kav Mosnayin Kol Ikar, Chachamim say you can't use the scale at all. It must be that they're shadow boxing, so to speak, a Tana who doesn't appear in our Mishnah. Hatanya Kadmaya, the Tanakama, who's not in the Mishnah, but the Masi Tanakama, who they're both arguing on, Savar Meimar, who said Mashgichin, who said you can use the scale in Yontif. So in fact, the three Tanai in the Mishnah, one of which is invisible, and the other two which are visible to us. The visible Tana said you're allowed to use the scale in Yontif. The next Tana said, no, Rabbi Huda said you can't use a scale with measures, you can use scales with a shinui, you know, by using vessels in order to measure. The third Tana said, e mashgichim kol ikar. But he didn't mean to preclude the use of a scale altogether, even not to hang the meat in order to save it from a mouth. What he meant to say is you shouldn't use a scale to measure at all, but for any other purpose you can use a scale. So it's interesting. The holy plotho, the bekav muznaim neach bar mutzah, to hang it in the scale, because the mice is permissible. So it's here the bavli is machmir. That's why there's little aleph at the beginning of the page by that halacha with that osir. Yushalmi is making. Yushalmi says you're not allowed to weigh anything on yontif, even meat, opposite meat, like we let down on Ralph, but you are allowed to use a scale to hang it up because of the mice. The Bavli says the exact opposite, which doesn't seem to be as understandable as what the Yushami says. The Bavli says you're not allowed to weigh, you are allowed to weigh meat opposite meat, but you're not allowed to hang meat in a scale in order to prevent the mice from getting at it, which seems, again, backwards. Okay, I don't know what the svar is of Bavli. We have to show when we get to Bates and the Bavli, we'll find out. That's right, you lose your meat to the mice. Says Marvi, they didn't care about mice so much. Now, this is a person after he took meat on Yontif, so he can't obviously weigh it, but he can check it out when he gets home, and to know whether he got the proper amount which he wanted to get. In other words, at the time of transaction, you're not allowed to weigh. But after the transaction is over, he gets home, he can check it out to make sure he got the right amount. I doubt we pass him that way.
Against the weight measure or against another vessel?
I assume against another vessel, though it's not clear here. But I can't imagine possibly. There's no little letter here. Rabbi Mona Bishab as Zavan Charuvin the Shemitah. Now, Rabbi Mona bought charuvin of Shemitah. They have Kedusha Shemitah, so you can't buy them in normal fashion. Also, so he asked, also Shaul Rabbi Chizkia, so he came and asked Rabbi Chizkia whether he can weigh them when he gets home, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Here it makes sense, right, because this is not Yontif. On Yontif, it's difficult. Even in your own house, you shouldn't be allowed to do weights and measures. But perhaps Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not only talking about Shemitah, right, because Shemitah, the point is not to make the transaction, right? It's not as an isser on Yontif to weigh things and measure things in and of themselves. But by Shemitah, the only isser is to make a normal transaction on Shemitah fruit. So therefore, in this context, it does make sense to say that, as he said, the rabbis are accustomed, like Rosh Hashanah, to actually weigh stuff when they got home. So of course, by Shemitah fruit, that makes far more sense, right? Says the Gemara, Tani, we learned that tabach lo yeshoko b'yodo. Interesting thing, a butcher cannot put something in his hand and wait in the other hand, because he knows how to do it. He knows how to estimate. That's his profession, right? Shiyado kalitroi. His hand is like a weight. Ela avochaitechu b'sakin. He can cut with a knife, even though he knows precisely how much he's cutting. But that's not, you know, doesn't look like he's doing it precisely. And therefore, Vinayasin says they can give out in that fashion. So that, where it's not nikur that he's actually measuring, that's permissible. Tani, we learned, in Magilin B'yontif, one is not allowed to do the, there's a special way of skinning an animal. We've had this in the past, where you skin the animal from the feet in order to be able to make a goat skin out of it afterwards. So you leave everything whole, right? It's a very complex way of skinning it. Normally when you skin an animal, you rip it down the middle and then tear off the skin. But you want to make a goat skin out of it, so you have to do it very carefully and kind of like, you know, remove the innards from the skin hole in order to be able to use it afterwards to store liquids or whatever you want to store in it. So you can't do any yontif. And lo b'chol b'chor, you can't do it on a weekday if it's a b'chor, or b'sul v'lo b'sul m'gdashim, or b'sul m'gdashim l'kekdesh which got a mum, because it's not derech eretz, right? It's really, it's as if you raise the animal, the Gemara explains, Am Rabbi Avun Shelo Yeb Ka'ovid Bo Avoda B'chayev, then it looks like you raise the animal for the purpose of skinning it afterwards. In other words, that you did have, of course you didn't do any avoid it to it tangibly when it was alive, but it looks like you were cultivating it for that purpose, and it's forbidden to, of course, cultivate any psula mukdash b'chor for any purpose, not for shearings, not for, you know, to work, not for any purpose, and this looks like you're cultivating for a purpose, therefore they forbade it. Am Rabbi Yusta bar Shunam, gazu aleim shel yiros ha'madorim madorim. A different reason for the gzeira, because if we allow you to skin them in that fashion, so people might come to grow them for that. I guess it was very important to have good goat skins. So therefore, we don't want you to come to that, and that's why they forbade it. Now, this is an interesting word, and nobody's sure exactly what it means, but the truth is the Mashbiach explains, although I'm not sure if he explains it exactly the way I'm going to explain it, but I certainly was inspired by him. I mean, the way you skin something is one of the ways skin is by actually blowing air in it, because the cells which cause the skin to adhere to the flesh will break, right? If you blow air into it, they break apart. So since that's the case, so that's one way of skinning, especially if you want to make a goat skin, so to blow air into the hide. So it says the Gemara, everybody agrees that that's mutter. Lemichput, but what about if you want to break the skin off the body, off the carcass, by beating it? Beating it by sticks, I guess, that'll also do the trick and loosen it somehow. So it's Rebchia, Rabba, Rishim, Berebi, Chanamar, also one of the two said it's forbidden. Of course, it doesn't look like the right thing to cut him. It's not, we're talking about Psulim Mukdoshim or about Bechor, it's not proper, right? So Chorana Mar Mutadiyah said it's permissible. Amar Yisrael Kol Ama Moi De Lemichpot Aser. No, everybody agrees you can't beat it. Please, Lemin Puach. The question is whether you can do the belt the you know, blow the air into it. Zara Rebchiyah Rabbi and Rebbe Shimon Rebbe Yad Machlokas. Chana Mar Aser. Once it's forbidden, Chorana Mar Mutadiyah said it's permissible. So Machlokas is not about Michbot Machlokas about being Min Puach, because even blowing air into the animal doesn't look nice, it starts getting all bloated up. Therefore, they were of Dafka Mat, therefore, maybe it's also to do even that. Okay? Emash Chizin as a Sakin. One is not allowed to sharpen knives on Yontif. Ham Mesiel Gabi Chavet, but you can pull them against each other, you know, like they go like this, and they sharpen. They it's not really sharpening so much as although it says sharpening machinery, but I think it's really more cleaning than sharpening. I'm not sure, but that's what the Gemara is going to say.
What about
shechita knife? Can't know. It has to be ready for before Yom Tov. Tough. No, it's not. It's not. That's machshir yochel nefesh. We're not makel on that. So. Lo yom adam v'tabach b'shnat zedu butcher mechor li b'din or baster, sell me for din or meat. I will shochet vein mechalki b'neim. What they can do is they can slaughter and divide him without mentioning a son. Em ashchiz nesakin alo avam siya gabi chaverto am rav chisad rabbi Yehuda. It's like rabbi Yehuda. Am rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel. Well, actually, like Rabbi Yehuda, the mutual meaning would be that we thought that even Mesiel Gabi Chaverto is Machshiri Ochel Nefesh, and ever shall be Mutzkor and Rabbi Yehuda is Mati Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. So it says, Marno, I'm Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, Shem Shmuel, Divya Koli, everybody agrees that it's permissible. Why? It's Kedei Lahavish Shamun Shaleh. It's really not sharpening. It's really removing the fats which are adhering to the knife, and therefore everybody would be Mati with this. Okay? Basically, could say to a storekeeper, "Mali klizet, fill for me this vessel. Avalo b'mido, but not if it's a vessel which has, you know, it's like a graduated cylinder which has markings in it. Rabbi Yudo Mary Maya klishel shel mido. If it's a keli which has a mido which has markers on it, hey lo yimalenu, you shouldn't fill it up on Yom Tov at all." Says the Gemara. What a Shmuel bar Shoba and Botnis did was he would fill up his measures from before Yontif and give them to his customers on Yontif. That's okay. But Moiras again on Yontif, it's not okay. Only on Chol Moed. No.
1 second.
He said it was only on Chol Moed he used to do this, not on a weekday, not on Yontif, and. Rod, the Carmen Ada says here, The reason why he did it on Chomoy is because he didn't have time during the day to actually measure out for each customer, because then he wouldn't have time to learn. So therefore, he prepared from the night before on Chomoy in order to do this, but not on Yontif itself. He wouldn't sell on Yontif out of a measured cylinder or out of a measured vessel. Chachomim said Shoba and Botnis did this even on weekdays. You measure out the night before. Why is that named Mitsu Yamidos? It's a very interesting reason. Because if you're pouring oil from one vessel to another, there's a lot of drippage. You know, at the end, the stuff which drips out, so it takes a long time for everything to drip out. So he would leave the vessels pouring overnight in order to make sure that as much as possible would drip out so he could give his customer a full measure. That was his Midas Chasidus. Okay? Ravuna says you can use, according to Tanakama, who said you can use a graduated cylinder, right? It's just that you shouldn't use the gradations in it for marking, for measuring. So, you could say, give me a little bit more, a little bit less. In other words, don't pay attention to the mark. So they actually can use, say, a measuring cup on Shabbos Yontif, as long as you're not paying attention to the markings on the side. According to the next Tana, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't use a measuring cup at all on Shabbos Yontif, right? But Tana Kamot, you can't use it, just don't pay attention. And Ravuna says, just say, put a little bit more, a little bit less.
So there's no Marasayan issue here?
No, according to the Tana Kamot, there's not. I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, obviously there is. But that's the Machlokas. Rabbi Lezer Amer, Lezira Bar Rechama. Rabbi Lezer said to Zira Bar Rechama, Mali Ayin Mona, fill me up this vessel. This is what he said in Yontif. Fill me up this vessel. Tomorrow we'll measure it. So that way they knew, you know, tomorrow we'll measure how much was in the vessel. The vessel itself was not a measuring vessel. But he said, fill it up for me today, and tomorrow we'll measure how much it was, so I'll know how much I have to pay you. Tani Maisa Brebi Lezer, Rebbe Tzadok, Rabbi Shol Ben Batnis, Shoyu Chanvani B'Yushalayim, they were storekeepers in Yerushalayim. They used to fill the measures from before Yontif, and they gave to their customers on Yontif. Rabbi Chinah ben Akavi Omer, at the Chol HaMoed, they used to do it on Chol HaMoed. The Gilui Nashas takes out the word. For some reason, I missed this when I prepared. Abu Chol HaMoed also came. Even on Chol HaMoed, they used to do this. And the Gilui Nashas takes out Shemoy because it said in the Mishnah, B'chol, right? Said even on a weekly, it's just doing name Mitzvah and Midas in order to make sure that everybody got a proper measure, right? Not because of any Yontif issues. Okay? So, V'afu Konas, Shlosh Mios Chavilas. Now, the interesting thing is that Rabbi Shol Ben Botnis got 300 vessels over time. 300 is used in exaggeration, but he got a significant amount of vessels over time. And his friend, who was his partner, also got 300 measures. I assume it's Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Tzadok. One of wine and one of oil, I think. One was a wine dealer, one was an oil dealer. And they brought them to the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, to see what to do with them, because they reckoned that that's how much they cheated their customers. Now, of course, it wasn't that they cheated them, actually, right? Because these are the guys who the night before, right, would actually start pouring the oil, so it would be fully poured out till morning. But there's a Midas Chasidus, that they brought a lot of jugs corresponding to what they think they might have potentially ripped off their customers. So it says, so you didn't have to do this, right? It was beyond the measure. Since you were machmir by yourself, we'll give them for tzorchei tzibur. Now here's a gemara which we have several times in Shas. We have just recently in Shkolim. Once Abba Shol got sick, and he got sick with the arm with which he measured out the oil. You know, like Nakdimon, Nakdimon Ben Gurion. You know, like he lost his daughter in a flood. He was the one who used to dig wells for the Ole Regalim. The Gemara Shkolim says his son or his daughter, I forget which one, fell into the well. Right? One fell in the well and was saved, and one fell in the well and was drowned.
Couldn't be that it happened that way because if it did,
mitzvah with it. But then the Gemara changes his mind. Right, Gemara says, Kodesh Baruch Hu's medaktik, chasidov. And that's what it says here as well. So he said, Asun Chamon, come and see Hado Yimina, Davas Mechila Bekusha, that right hand which measured with justice, measured properly, it's the one which got sick. Why? Because Amra Achina Mandamar Dorachmana Vatron, anybody who says the Kodesh Baruch Hu foregoes or Averus, because somebody's very, very righteous, his Vatron B'nei Mioi, his innards will be far gone. He lets him go for a while, but eventually he collects his debts. Now, don't think it was such a big debt by Abishol. On Rabbi Yachok, Stephen says, Svivav Nisara Me'od. Those who are close to him are very stormy. Those who are close to him, Midarshan, Midaktiki Moin Kachuta Sara, he's very meticulous to them on hairbreadth. So Abishol, of course, is a big tzaddik, right? But when he did something even minutely wrong, Kodesh Baruch Hu punished him with that arm, which was so righteous, right? Precisely because Mistami, he was the right hand, he was a righty. Whatever he did wrong, he also did with his right hand. So the great Zchus doesn't protect from punishment. And either rabbi, that's a good thing, right? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is medaktik with the people who are very righteous to make sure that they get punished for whatever minute sins they have in Olam Hazeh. Okay.
Nowadays they'd say this was an occupational hazard.
You know,
carpal tunnel syndrome.
That's right. You pulled the muscle or something.
Nintendo finger.
Not from this pasuk. El from this pasuk. Same idea. But Nora calls Svivov. He's awesome on all those who surround him. Moroa Krovi Hashem's awe is placed more on those who are close to him. Yes, Melchokin, than those who are distant from him. Okay, aloha des. I'm Radon Chaver, a person could say to his friend, Tainli Beitzim Egozim Beminion. Even though it's Yontif, he can say, give me a certain number of eggs and nuts. Shukain Derek Ba'abai, Tzios Monim, Besok Beis. That's not considered to be Uvda Dechol, it's not considered to be like Mecha Chomenka. Because even at home, when you're distributing nuts and eggs, you distribute them by number. Tani, I'm Radon Chaver, a person could say to his friend, Tainli Koleshel Tavlin. Give me a measure of spice. Because that's the way you do it at home too. No, it's not a transaction. You put a teaspoonful of sugar in your tea, right? You're allowed to do that on Shabbos or Yontif. So too, if you're going next door to borrow or to acquire, you know, as a gift or as a sale, you can say, give me a teaspoonful, because that's not a way to measure, which is generally used for transactions. It's generally used for cooking. Okay? Hajo Perch in Sudden. Hamevi Kari, Beitz on the Ujami is considerably easier than Beitz on the Bavli. Beitz on the Bavli is hard. It's a famous Masech, famous for saying, you know, Beitz, you can cook it easy, you can cook it hard, but cook it soft, cook it hard. But Beitz is a hard cooked Masech. Ujami is so far, Baruch Hashem. Hamevi Kari, I'm Mimukal Amukum. Somebody brings jugs of wine from place to place. Loivim Besal Vakupa. It's too pedestrian, too vachedik, to bring them in a sack or in a basket or in a container. Maybe you are kasefo, but you can bring them the jugs on your shoulder. There's a word missing here on the side. It brings down all the fun of or in front of you. However, you're carrying straw or hay, loyavshes kupa achorav, then you can't put the bundle behind you. That looks vachadik. Avnoit labiyoda, but you can carry it in your hand. Maschim barei masateven, one can begin using hay in a haystack ad yontet. Avalobeitzer shemukta, one cannot initially begin to use wood, which is in a wood pile, because that's too much removed from usage. Mukta was a place where they kept the wood for long-term use, not for immediate use, and therefore, it's not, they're not right near your house, it's in the mukta, you can't start using it yontif. It is mukta. I'm Rabbi Chanan bar Levi. Mastisa b'elu karpudaya kurpadio. I'm going to tell you about certain jugs, the kikato, small jugs, like wine bottles. The mitan and tarte tlas bego yod, you can take two or three in your hand. Hoysa achas gedola lefonav. However, it was one large container, so then you got a problem. With fun of kachidarko, if you carry in front, that's the normal way of carrying. Lacha, you can't back kachidarko, so there's no shinui. What are you going to do? So interesting halacha. I don't fully understand how this works. I guess consult the rabbanon, they can do whatever they want. But hechmata atomar mevia gabi er, just like we said yesterday, that if you have an animal you skin in the field, you can bring its skin, its hide back, together with some meat adhering to the hide. So too, the kavosim mevia gabi kankani, you put a few small, you take a large box, you put a few of the small bottles which are mutter to take, and this larger bottle, which is, or larger container, which is usher to take, and you carry them all together. So there's a large one, which is usher to take, because no matter which way you take it, it looks like you're schlepping in a weekday fashion. If you take in a box together with some of the small ones that you're mutter to take, so then that's okay. Which is a very strange heter, but that's what we're saying.
It's like when we had a carrying a mace, and you put a baby.
Yeah, it's like that, but I would not expect to see that by wine bottles. Because the here, it should make it worse. You're carrying more stuff. It's not a question of quantity. It's a question of what a mace is versus what a piece of bread is. But here we're saying carrying more makes it better. I'm just not sure why that works. All right, so Naaman. So Kamada, or an alternate possibility, Kamada Atomar Mevin Evorim. Just like it says, you could bring limb by limb an animal from the field when you slaughter out in the field. Kavosim Mevin Tzolchias, you can pour out of the wine from the large container, bring in small containers, literally in platefuls, but I mean small containers. Rabbi Yudah Bait, Rabbi Yudah asks, Ma'o lohotzi tevin mirshus ha'yoch shus ha'rabim? Can one take straw out from mirshus ha'yoch to mirshus ha'rabim on Yontif? Now, of course, you know, Melacha is mutter tzorech ha'ochel nefesh, right? So Gemara is going to ask what your shaila is. What are you asking about, right? So it says Gemara, v'lomas nisa, you understand, this is not our Mishnah. It says, ha'molichas ha'tevin, it says in our Mishnah, if you're taking straw, lo'yavshus kupal ha'chorav, don't put the basket in front of you, carry it in front of you. Be that as it may, the bottom line is you can carry the tevin, right? You're carrying the straw, so what's the problem? Says more very interesting thing. The truth is, there's no reason to carry straw or hay unless you're going to use it for an animal. And our mission is going like the opinion which holds that for the purpose of an animal, you can carry stuff. You can do stuff on yontif just as if it's a purpose for a human being. Chol nefesh, achasher yisrael. Chol nefesh means not just nefesh adam, but also nefesh behema. Our shayla is matzrichole. What's our shayla? Command them on a nafshus behema b'chlal. Our shayla is according to the opinion which holds that the nefesh of behema is not included in that which you can do melacha for. Can you carry the tevin from rishus harabi to rishus hayachid, or from rishus hayachid to rishus harabi for an animal? Nevertheless, right? So it says the Gemara a very interesting thing. Wait, let's see if the Gemara says time out. Baram, command them on nafshus behema b'chlal. Pshita lemas nisa. Okay, so it sounds like, according to opinion, that nefesh includes nefesh behema. So it's pashut, the Mishnah say about b'motzi la'achil, that you're taking out in order to feed, and that's okay. So according to him, is there any question? Says, well, yes. Ma'atzvichalei, even according to opinion, which says nefesh behema is b'chlau, the shayah is b'motzi la'esek. You can ask the question two ways. If you're going according to opinion, nefesh behema is included in kol nefesh, so then the question is, can you take out tev in order to burn? It's not real fuel. Fuel is wood. Straw is not fuel. Shalos, can you take it nevertheless out as fuel on yontif? According to opinion that nefesh behema is bechlau, nefesh behema is not bechlau, then the shalos is, according to him, can you take it out nevertheless for an animal on yontif? Now, I'm not sure exactly what the hava means is that you can take it out. I really didn't think about it. I guess there must be a reason why we would. So the Carbonator says, since it's royal adam lishan olav, since it's suitable for a human being to sleep on it. So therefore, that's the question. According to being old, nevesh behemah ain't a bichlau, right? That an animal's needs are not part of ochel nefesh. So according to Mishnah, can we even take it out for an animal in order to eat? Because really, you're not supposed to take stuff out for an animal, but maybe it's mutter because you could take it out for a human being to sleep on. Maybe it's for an animal to eat. It's also okay. According to Madam Rose, it's mutter to take out stuff for an animal to eat. Shaila according to him is what can you use to take it? That's partial for an animal. It's okay. The question is whether you could take it out for yourself to use as fuel, even though straw is not normally used as fuel under normal circumstances. Okay. Now the thing is that the Yushalmi actually entertains the notion that nefesh behema b'chlau, Bavli does not. Bavli rejects the entire idea. Says there's no such thing. Ol nefesh means not even nefesh of a goy. You can't cook for a goy. Well, maybe an animal is better than a goy. For example, you own a goy you don't own. But you can't cook for a goy or an animal. It's only for a human being. Only for a Jewish person. Rabbi Yaakov Barach B'Shem Rabbi Yasu said, Mukzah Shiyavash Oser Ligabo. This goes back to something which you talked about earlier in the Masechta. The Bavli holds this way. The Ushami earlier did not hold this way. The opposite. Ushami holds this way. The Bavli does not. Rabbi Yaakov Barach B'Shem Rabbi Yasu said, Mukzah Shiyavash, if you have... I think the Ushami actually also... Maybe I can be a sechta me on this. This is something else. Mukta shiyavash v'lo yodabo. It's mukta where it became dry. You weren't aware that it became dry. Never mind. That was at the beginning of the sechta. Just ignore what I said. So the question is like this. Mukta shiyavash, a mukta which was drying and became dry on yontif. Meaning that you put up raisins or dates to dry before your, or figs to dry before yontif, and they dried, usali gaboy, now it's touch them. That's pashut, right? Everybody agrees about that. That's simple. Rabbi Yasa, the question is where they became dry before yontif, he didn't know about it. And that is machlokas bav and Yerushalmi. But when they became dry in yontif, it's definitely usar. The problem is, Rabbi Omar, Rabbi said to Rabbi Shimon, his son, Alei, go up to the roof where they used to dry the stuff, Vaveilon, Grogros, Minaliyah, and bring us. From the second floor, grogros. Grogros are dry dates. Amar leis, he said, vein osu mishum mukta. Is it osu because mukta? They were drying over at the beginning of Shabbos, beginning of Yontif, whatever, so they'd be raining osu for the entire day. Amar leis, the Rebbe said to the son, vadayin at luzu, you still hold that way? Come on. Ein luch osu mishum mukta, l'teinim v'anovim bilvad. Only grapes and figs are mukta when they're drying. Why is that? Amar Rav Shimon bar Sisratieh, b'vnei she'im asrichos ben asayim, because they're inedible between the time they're fresh and the time they're dry. Anything else is edible in between. So therefore, Rebbe said, I'm telling you to get dates. Dates are okay, because they never become inedible in the process of drying. It's only figs and grapes which do. Okay? Rabbi Zira, Barakum Rabbi Yasa. Rabbi Zira said in front of Rabbi Yasa, "Let me stop, bro. It doesn't make sense to say this except Elon puts Laya Havuta. So about dates, which are poor dates, and you actually cannot but they're not so good when they're fresh. So that's why you dry them. So I guess those are the specific type of dates that, as they're going along, they're semi-edible at least, and therefore." You're allowed to take them even if they weren't fully dry at the beginning of Shabbos. So says where Amar Leisi said Af Ona Savarkein. Yeah, I agree with that. Asar Biyasi Brei. Asar Biyasi Rebud. It's a basic Shem Rebbe said same thing. Bilin puts Laya Av Amai Udus. This type of dates. Amar Leisi said no. Ain Lecha this time. Whoever it was told over to said, doesn't matter what kind of dates. The only thing which become mukta are figs and grapes, which become completely repugnant in the middle of the process. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Savdi Shemri Avo said, hold that to Amar Lini at Shabbos. That's all in terms of Shabbos. That it's that in the middle of the process, it's still edible, and therefore you can take it even if it wasn't fully dry at the beginning of Shabbos. Avol ina meiser pater meiser, called v'rim yeshem mukta. Everything is considered mukta, meaning that it's not considered to be nigmar melachto, that you must take off meiser before you eat it, until actually it's fully dry. But if you go up and snack from the stuff in the mukta, you don't have to take meiser off of it. Even though it was edible beforehand, even stuff which is edible, and does not become repugnant in the course of it drying. Since it is not fully completed yet, in terms of maestros, you're still allowed to snack. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef said, Masis Omer Kain, we have a mission which indicates this. It says, Begroigras Mishiyodush. By dates, the only time you take a maestros is when you press them after they're, of course, dry. Over Megura Mishiyagil. Megura is also some type of. Dates when you make a cake out of them. I guess some of them will be pressed and some you make a cake. It's the same idea. Okay. Let's go a few more minutes. If you have a hut, you want to break down the hut and use the wood for fire on Yontif, if you can't do that. You can take from next to the hut. You can bring wood from the field. If it's in a pile. Mina karpa from a yard, which is more prepared than a field. Even if the wood is scattered in the karpa. Ezu karpaf, what is this yard we're talking about? Koshu samachlir, anything which is near the city, as opposed to the field which is far away. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, no, it has to be, even if it's far away from the city, koshu yichnasu v'patachas, it's anything where you need a key in order to get in, because it's normally locked. Afil b'tok tchum Shabbos, even if it's 2,000 amas away, as long as, of course, it's not beyond tchum Shabbos, you can't go b'chutz tchum, even on Yotif. Ein odi itzim min asuka el min asamukhla. That's, of course, from the Mishnah. Shmuel Amar Bishaloni Skavin Lavosa. That's only if the wood next to the sukkah is not meant to thicken the sukkah, to thicken the walls. I mean, Skavin Lavosa, but if you meant to put wood there to thicken the walls, it's Osir Bishalo Hitna, unless you made a condition. Avob Im Hitna, if you said, I'm putting it to thicken the walls, but I want to take it as firewood on Yontif, then Mutzer. Then you're allowed to take that wood on Yontif. Rav Nachbar Yaakov's boy, yeah, so I don't understand. What could the Tanai do? The Yeshua Masnil, the store link, can one make a Tanai to break down houses on Yontif? In other words, he's making a Tanai to take down a house. There's no hetter to take down a house. So here's a change in gear. So the next five words are messed up. As the Rivet has a gear, so the Gillian Ephraim brings it down. Should be Armin B'Shem Shmuel B'Noifalah. They said a name of Shmuel instead of Betofel, Tofelah. They said a name of Shmuel, that's talking about a case where the hut is already falling down. It's partially broken down, and that's why he continued taking wood out off of it, right? That's why the Tanai works. Okay, not Betofelah, but Benoifelah, it's already falling. So that's more of Avraham Nachman Haviba. Rav Nachman still, Rav Nachman Yaakov Haviba. He still asked his kasha, because he said, so, Manavshach, either it's fallen, in which case you don't need a Tanai, because it's already firewood, or it's not falling yet, in which case, what does the Tanai do? What good is the Tanai good? What good does the Tanai do? Right? It's still part and parcel, albeit a falling hut, but it's not yet fallen. So no matter what, he refused to accept the possibility that a Tanai is of any validity here. Tanya Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Shimon, Lona, Glu, Beshami, Esel, Shemivin, Eitzim, Nam, Bechun, Natsim, Shem, Esodeh, Beshami, Esel, who don't appear in our Mishnah, but I guess in the Brisa, obviously, they appear. I mean, that's what we're saying right here. Lona, Glu, Beshami, Esel, Shemivin, Eitzim, Nam, Chosim, Bechun, Natsim, Shem, Esodeh, you bring wood from when it's gathered into a pile in the field. I mean, if it's done, Shukar, if it's scattered in a yard. Aman Echleku, which is our Mishnah. Aman Echleku was a Machlokas, Amu, Fuzorim, Shem, Esodeh. What if it's scattered on the field? Shami says also to bring in. With some material, unlike our Mishnah asks, Beisil or Matir. Our Rabbi also made Beisil. Beisil can see the Beisil. Shemavim 18 minam mechunasim shabasodeh. You can bring wood if it's in a pile in the field. Minam mechunasim shabagarpav, or if it's a pile in the yard. But you need a pile. Aman echloku, what's their machlokus? Alam bevozorin shabagarpav, if it's scattered in the karpav. She be shamer osrim. Be shamer says osir. Be still made to the batir. Be still says mutter. Rabbi Yitzchak be shem Rabbi Yirmi. Rabbi Chana and Rabbi Chanina. Mati ba be shem Rav. He said the name of Rav. Halog divrei mishu machmir. Yeah, the halog is like the machmir. And we avad minam vuchusayim karpaf. And therefore, literally that means and only the vuchusayim karpaf. But here means it excludes. In other words, our mishnah allowed you to take wood which is scattered if it's scattered in a karpaf. We are machmir on that. We're machmir, they need both. Has to be in a karpath, and it also has to be piled together. Okay? If it's scattered, it's simply not considered to be designated as firewood, and therefore you can't take it on Yontif. Mechavashi Tassi Rabbi Yehuda, so I have a contradiction, Rabbi Yehuda. The Sina had someone, there Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm a few, aim boil a bar, v'siach, mara, metalti, besocha. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you have a karpath, no matter how distant from the city it is, if it has a well or some other form of water in it, you can carry within it. It's considered to be a karpaf, which is mukaf ladira, which is considered to be part and part of a dwelling place, and you can carry in it. Here he says that's be right next to the city. Or Ramana kibes dira avile Rabbi Yehuda. So Ramana said there are two different halachas here. One is vis-a-vis tiltul, and one is vis-a-vis mukta. To carry in it, vis-a-vis Hilchos Erevin, it's got to be a karpaf which is enclosed for the purpose of dira. That doesn't matter how far away it is, as long as it's got water in it. It's considered to be per dira. So that the wood in it should be considered to be designated vis-a-vis purposes of mukta, that means it has to be close to the city, because that means that you intend to go there on Yontif and take the wood. So that's the distinction between the two types of karpathos. Don't turn the page, because we're finished for tonight.